Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Matt, aka The Luggage here. It's a very sunny morning. It's cold, but it's sunny. So we've got really, really nice weather here near Reading. And today is the 11th of January 2013. So I just wanted to thank RJ Net for making me his favourite follow this week. There you go, Robert. You've actually given it the name. I think that's a really cool name, favourite follow. You know, that's. I think you said that you weren't sure that you were happy with Discovery Thursday or whatever, but I think favourite follow works. And you gave it, and it was it, even you even said it in your own boo. There you go. So favourite follow. I quite like that, and I think favourite follow should be what it should be. So I'm going to continue to use that for now, see what you think. But I wanted to thank you for making me your favourite follow. I've had a few people have actually come and followed me because of it, and I've had some really nice messages from people saying I'm a very interesting person. I don't think I'm a very interesting person at all. I think I waffle on. I think I'm very boring. I have a lot of acquaintances rather than you know, go out all the time with lots of friends and things. I tend to be a bit of a loner. I read a lot, and you know, and I spend a lot of time in the studio and a lot of time with technology. So I'm a bit geeky, really. But nevertheless, Robert finds me fascinating. I don't know whether to be pleased about that or not. No, thank you very much, Robert. Very much appreciate it. So I decided that I'm going to do one just to get this all going, because I think it's a really good idea, and it's a great way of actually boosting your followers, and finding new people to follow as well. So it's a great idea, I think. So I've decided to pick this week as my favourite follow, or you could even call it another thing. You could call it, Robert, incidentally, would be your Friday follow. So your favourite Friday follow. No, just favourite follow. I think it's nice. So my favourite follow this week is MC Bird. I was just looking through my Boo contacts, and MC Bird is one of mine. Graham, I think it's largely because I just don't think I've found anybody on Audio Boo that's quite so single-mindedly dedicated to what they talk about as you are about food. I love food, but just the way, and there's just something about Graham's voice as well. He's got this very endearing, well, I don't really want to offend him. It's a sort of a slight lisp he has, and it's just got this funny, it's very endearing way of talking, and just the way he describes what is on his plate and what he's just eaten and things, I just always smile whenever I hear an MC Bird boo. So if you want to hear someone who's really dedicated to the subject of food, and you want to have a smile on your face whenever you listen to him, go and have a listen to MC Bird, because he just always makes me smile whenever I listen to his descriptions and stuff of food he's had. Even to the point where he did a kind of like culinary description of his Christmas dinner. It just sounded like a restaurant critique for like his Christmas dinner, which I thought was, on the one hand, I was like, oh no, that's a bit, you know, no, I don't think you should do that. But on the other hand, it just made me laugh as well. So I thought, no. So MC Bird gets top slot this week for me. He just makes me smile when I hear his food description. So go check him out. Thanks, guys. Bye.